Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lama Vavim Abayz in the two dots. Everybody should have a Gemar Chesima Tova on this Erev Yom Kippur, and should be Zocha to have a year of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shalom Al Yisrael. And if we have Shalom Al Yisrael, then we were able to have more Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we all daven for that bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, two dots. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. So we're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah back at the beginning of the parak. And hopefully, Be'ezras Hashem, tonight or tomorrow, Yom Kippur's daf, we get to the next Mishnah in Chaskas Abatim, one of the larger prakim in Shas. So said the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bamed Devar Mamurim B'Stei Alavon. Rabbi Shmuel said back in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, that all these rules about Chaskas Gimel Shanim apply to a non-fruit field, not a non-tree field, right? Stei Lavan, which is a grain field. But if you look back at the Mishnah, but by Stei Ilan, Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush was that if you have an orchard which has different trees in it, you have an olive tree and you have a date tree and you have all different types of trees, so then you could have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim in a year. If I pick the different fruits of the field each in the time when they get ripe, so then that itself could be a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, because you go by, if I pick my olives, so then that is as if I worked the entire field. I was maxing the entire field, even though I only did the olives. And then when I do the figs, it's as if I did the entire field, because that's all the field is producing right now, the figs. That's Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush. That one does not need 3 years. Even three harvestings in 1 year of the three different produce, that is ready, so that acts as Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. But now the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, midi Rabbi Yishmael nishma l'rabbanan. From Rabbi Yishmael Shita, we are able to understand a little deeper the Rabbanan Shita. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we had a shir on Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, and we discussed that most Shitas hold that, what does that mean? It means every Shita has value, inherent value, but we hold like some Shitas more than the others. But we had a Shita of the Chida, if you remember, who said that, why are the Shitas Tchuyos there? Because they help us understand better the correct Shita. But really, those Shitas are not true at all. Ein ha'ar nikar alamitah ha'choshech. So, where does he get that from? The Das Yachid, where does he get that from? So maybe like lines like these. Right? From the Shita Tchuya, we can understand the correct Shita better. From Rabbi Shmuel, you can understand the Rabbanan better. So that's a line like this. Mid Rabbi Shmuel, Nishma l'Rabbanan. How do we have that? So, to bear with my throat today after the drasha. The Rashbam says, important line in the Rashbam, about six lines up from the bottom, Deleka Plugta Bein Rabbi Yishmael Ubein Rabbanan Ela B'Shana Achas V'Gimel Shanim. We always want to be Mema'it in Machlokas. So let's assume that the only argument between them is 1 year versus 3 years. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and the Rabbanan. Aval Kol Mai Da'am Rabbi Yishmael B'Shana Achas Am Rabbanan B'Gimel Shanim. But the Rabbanan would agree to the principle. What's the root principle of Rabbi Yishmael? Because Rabbi Yishmael is really based on two ideas. Number one, 1 year is maspik, you don't need 3 years. And number two, even if I only have, I harvest figs, and then I harvest grapes, and then I harvest dates, even though I'm not working the entire field at each stage, that's good enough. One part of the field is as if I'm machzik in the entire field. That's a reflection of bilus for the entire field. So that second point is what we're trying to see if the Rabbana would agree to. So again, midi Rabbi Yishmael nishmal Rabbana, for Rabbi Yishmael shita, we learn the Rabbanan Shita. For example, Hayulo Shloshim Ilanos, let's say somebody has a field of 30 trees. Mimata Asara LeBeisa, from an area where you plant 10 per Beisa. That is the perfect ratio, that if you have 10 trees per Beisa, then we assume the entire Beisa is needed for those 10 trees. And that's why, if you have 30 for 10 per Beisa, so then, if I, the machzik, if I'm machzik in the field and I harvest 10 trees per year, because only 10 of those trees produce each year, even though I'm not touching the rest of the field, harezu chazaka, the Rabbanan would agree that that's good enough. That's good enough. It's a, why? Because lav mi amar Rabbi Yishmael, didn't Rabbi Yishmael say, doesn't Rabbi Yishmael say, chadz peira have chazaka lukule peire, one type of fruit is a chazaka for all the fruits in 1 year, right? Dates works as 1 year, and figs work as another year, and dates work as another year, and that works in 1 year. So hachanami soto, according to the Rabbanan, hani have chazaka lahani, vahani have chazaka lahani. These 10 trees are trade a chazaka for the entire field, because each of them only produce in a certain year. That's the assumption. We're going to mention talk about it more in a minute. And therefore, that's the chiddush, that the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shmuel in theory in the assumption that you don't need a chazaka on the entire field if it's not harvestable at that time. But the only machlokas is between 1 year and 3 years. Okay, that is the first stage of the Gemara. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. Why did the Gemara specifically give the numbers 30 and 10? Is there any chiddush to that? I'm going to give much smaller numbers. 30 trees and then 10 in each one. So the Rashbam thinks it's meduyak. The Rashbam says, second to last Rashbam, Aval, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth to last line, in pachos mi beis al yodol ilano, if you have less than a beis for 10 trees. 10 trees smushed in together. Hare, smuchin bioser, they are too close together, vahavi kiyar. It's like a forest. In a forest, that's not a normal place where people plant trees with a certain distance in between them. So far as v'lo avichazaka, t'lo achzik d'machazki inchi. Because there, that's not the normal way that people plant the trees, and therefore that's no raya. Remember, the whole root of Chesed Gimel Shanim is that he's acting like an owner. We're going to get back to that Bezrem later today also. He's acting like an owner, and here you don't act like an owner. If the trees are so close together, they're so safuf, that it's not normal harvesting behavior, so then you don't have a chazaka, and the real owner will not have a responsibility to protest, because he'll say, that guy's not acting normally. So therefore, I'm not even protesting, because what do I need to protest for? So that's what the Rashbam says. If it's less, meaning if the trees are closer together, it's not a chazaka. Ubiyo simrebeisa liyud nami lave chazaka. Also the other way. If it's too spread out, b'chala karka, ela kenegan masha zorach liyonot. So if it's too spread out, then also it's not considered one field, because it's too spread out, and therefore each tree is only in the place where it's only connected to the ground where it is. And you don't say that a chazaka here works for a chazaka on the other side of the field, because the trees are too spread out. Only with this exact ratio of 10 per base sa'ah and then 30 to be able to get 3 years, that gives you a chazaka on the one hand, and it gives you a chazaka on the entire field. Both those aspects, that's why the Rashbam says it's meduyuk why this ratio is given.
So if it was not, it was, let's say, more spread out, you'd have to even...
If it was more spread out, so then it would only be a chazaka in the place where he harvests, according to the Rashbam. The Ritva adds another note, that what's the chiddush? Why does it give so many? Maybe it could have given the ratio, let's say, 15 and 5 per half of Beisah, could have done it something like that. The Ritva says, no, the chiddush is that even though when you're harvesting, you're not harvesting rov, there's a majority that you're not even touching, and yet it's a chazaka for you. That's the chiddush. Chiddush is, v'hadanakat shloshim ilanos, kenedim, etc. V'nakat shloshim ilanos, v'abusa, diafagav demayde ishtar, b'kol shana v'shana, t'lo ochale, hu chashiv tuva. These 20 trees you're not even touching. V'chashiv banfei nafshe, kol beisa'a, afilo hachi, havi teflaim lomayde ochel, it's still secondary to what you are harvesting, v'hani havi chazaka lahani. That's what the Ritva says, that is that added chiddush. Okay, back to the Gemara.
Is this based on basically what the Baal Bayis himself would be doing?
What average behavior would be, what normal behavior would be. So, like Rashbam says, the regular harvesting behavior. And if it's not regular harvesting behavior, so then we say that there's no responsibility to do mecha'a, and there's no chazaka created in both ways. Continues the Gemara. Vahani mili, third line. Vahani mili hecha delo afiku. When does this apply, these rules? Only if the trees that I am not harvesting are not producing any fruit at that time. Therefore, it's not producing. That's why I don't have a responsibility. I mean, the trees, each 10, produce fruit once every 3 years. Why? Again, Rashbam, fifth to last skinny line, Dekivan de lo achal kalapero, since I didn't eat those fruit, gila al atzmo, I revealed about myself, shahasada eina shalo. If there was fruit that I am not taking off the tree, why am I not taking it off the tree? It must be I don't want to cause it, bring attention to myself. It must be, I'm trying to... get some fruit, but not totally catch people's eye. The yari lahaksa kazaka gamura. And that's why, if there are fruit coming out and I'm not harvesting them, so then that is not a chazaka. Back to the Gemara. Avalafiku below achal. But if it's harvest fruit is coming out and I'm not eating it, lo havi chazaka. So that is not a good chazaka. Final point. Vuhu debaze bazuze. It's only if it's baze bazuze. What's baze bazuze? It's just a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rambam. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, Bazei Bazuze means scattered around. Scattered around. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, Rashbam, last skinny line. Lashem Bezia, Klomar, Vahani, Mili, when is there a Chazaka? When Akisha Achla Sara, Bekal Shana? That's if they're spread around exactly in that ratio, as we said. But, second line, Aval Achal Yud Ilonos Biyachad Bebeis Azeh, Ubishana Shnia Kamochin Bebeis Asheni Vechem Beshlishes, but Eina Chazaka, because if they're more scattered than they should be, so then each one will be judged separately, and there won't be a chazaka for the entire field. As we said, it has to be exact ratio. That's Bazei Bazuze, a lashon of being scattered. If you look in the Rambam has a different shot of what Bazei Bazuze means. What Bazei Bazuze means? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, he quotes our halacha, V'hushia asara sha'acha mefuzaras b'chol beis ha'shalosh se'in, aval mosiyu shari ilonis peres v'lo achla lo hechzik el b'ma sha'achal, right, if there are fruit that are produced and he doesn't eat them, then it's not a chazaka. B'med v'amurim b'sha'achal hu mixas ha'peros, u'bazazu ha'am shar peros. When do I say that if I left over fruit, it's not a chazaka? That's only if I ate some and the other fruit were, from the word biza, spoils. When other people came in and ate and took the rest of my fruit, that's when I cannot claim that I have a chazaka, because I didn't control, I didn't do what an owner would do. I don't know, block other people from taking it. Bazei bazuze. Avalim hiniach perosein aleihen. But if I just left fruit on them, I didn't eat all the fruit. So then, hoel va'achal ilan mikan v'ilan mikan. Since I ate trees here and there, mikol asada, hechzik b'kol asada, afapishalo asaf kol peroseha. Its owners don't always take every single fruit off the trees. Maybe they're full, maybe they have enough. Maybe they think it'll stay better if it stays on the tree. So when do I say that there's no chazaka when I leave on the tree? Hani mi v'hu, when do I say it's not a chazaka? Only if, bazei bazuze, if it's spoiled by other people, and it's not stam left on the tree, but if it's left on the tree, I just left it, then it's my choice. I am in control, I chose to left some on the tree, that's fine. That's a very different shot between the Rashbam and the Rambam. What's the svara of the Rashbam? I think it's similar to what he said earlier, that if it's so scattered around, so then you can't say this part of the field has anything to do with that part of the field. It's another reason why there would not be a chazaka. It has nothing to do with normal behavior. It has to do with, is the field considered one unit? That's what the Rashbam seems to say. You look in the Ravid here, the Ravid says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. He says, Das acheres haisalo. Look in the Gemara, it sounds like the Rashbam. He says, Vita'a. He says, Hu kamo baze bazuye, lashon pizur. And we can't see him a farshim zapis or shakas of who? So he says, and the Rambam made a mistake, says the Magen Mishnah. He says, I don't know, why is the Rashbam more mashma from the Gemara? V'yish bazeh pirushan acherim harabei, v'echem yam kasa basagos, v'eni rokush yaldiv harabeinu. He says, usually the Magen Mishnah has to come and defend the Rambam, because there's a kash on his svara. There's no kash. The Ravid says, no, it's not the right pshat. V'ta'a. Comes along the Migdal Oz. I don't know if we mentioned this since Baba Kama. The Migdal Oz says, what are you talking about, Ravid? The Rambam, of course, is right. The Migdal Oz always, and I underline always, is Matzik the Rambam. Right, the Migdal Oz here says, Vani Omer, he says, how could the Ravid say such a thing? He says, it's the Lashon of the Gemara, Bazei Bazuze. Alma Hadin Shekasim, the first Lashon of Gemara, Ve'ech Yit Alem, Dover Zemei Ravid. He says, what's the Ravid talking about? The Ode, he says, look how the Rimi Gash reads the Gemara. The Rimi Gash has a different order. The Rimi Gash has Bazei Bazuze before Vahani Mili. Before Vahani Mili. He has those last three words before. He says, according to the Rambam, but according to the Rashbam, it doesn't really fit so well. Because what does the previous line say? If it produces, it's not a chazaka. And then Bazei Bazuze is another reason that it's not a chazaka. V'hud Bazei Bazuze. It's a different reason why it's not a chazaka. So he works it out, the Migdal Oz out, the other girsa, which is what the Rimi Gash has, fits it beautifully according to the Rambam. And we know that the Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father, and therefore you got to look at the Rimi Gash. So now the Rambam read the Gemara. Migdal Oz is fine, and I don't know what the Rebbe is talking about. Lo Yara, lo Sof Daito, v'lo Hemek, l'hash v'z Daito, m'daz Rabo, v'lo Rohan, Eschos, O Ra, v'lo Hirgish, B'diktuk. He continues. That is the Migdal Oz. Whenever you mention a Migdal Oz, because we have to mention the, at least mention it, not every time, but the Amshal Shlomo's biting critique of the Migdal Oz. He writes in Perek HaChovel, not going to go with what example that is, in the 8th Perek in the Amshal Shlomo Oz Tess, he quotes the Migdal Oz defending the Rambam, and he says the Migdal Oz was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a Baki Nifla in everything. But he says, I have one problem, and that is, in his view, the Rambam's never wrong. Never. Never. Even if everybody thinks the Rambam is wrong, even sometimes the Magen Mishnah would say, you know what? I don't know what the Rambam is talking about here. I don't know what he's talking about here. The Migdal never says that. The Migdal always says, Moshe Emes Vasarasa Emes. So it's Erev Yom Kippur, so we have to make sure we know our... But he's saying this is Melchata Shel Torah. Melchata Shel Torah. V'chein timsa v'kama makomas b'li misbar. V'chol akorim bo, mi b'li shimur golem bo, v'yodim makar matzavo, yistamru sairos rosham, mehi ruso mi bilbulo, avol tepikli kfar ani odea ofanei merkavto, be'echo b'me yitnaheg, I know how he drives. Ad she'en ani matmiya od b'iyuno. I don't get surprised anymore. Kikach darko, u'bevadek farnatan alav adin b'chiburo. Then he continues. But one always has to be take the Migdal Oz and make sure he won in the Yamshel Shlomo's view to make sure we know what he's writing. But obviously, the Migdal Oz was Zochet to get his commentary on the page of the Rambam. Let's remember that too, right? We don't have our commentaries on the page of the Rambam, so let's keep that in mind for the Migdal Oz and the Yamshel Shlomo. Okay, Vayter.
Just quickly, it has to be this exact ratio according to the Rashbam.
According to the Rashbam, yeah.
And if it's not this exact ratio, it's a little more dense, or it's a little less
right.
Dense.
If it's a little more dense, then it's not normal behavior, like you said. If it's less dense, so then it's not considered one unit, one field. And therefore, if I'm machzik in this part, then it doesn't give me a raya. But according to normal behavior. Right. Okay, two dots. Zehechzik b'ilon and zehechzik b'karka. What is this Gemara talking about? Says the Rashbam, we are in a different world here. We are now in the world of Kinyanim. We're going to see. We're a lot of discussion of Kinyanim coming up. The two sources of about the two major sources in Shas of Kinyanim is Maseches Kiddushin, right at the end of the first parak, and right here Cheskas Abatim coming up over the next couple of days, right? Kinyanim. So the Rashbam says we have already switched. We've already switched right here. What is the case here? The case is Reuven sells the field, and he sells the land to one person and the trees to another person. And the question is, does the person who he sold the trees to have any rights to the land right under the tree? Meaning, let's say the tree dies. Can he plant another tree there? Or what do we say? Tough luck on you. You bought the tree. The tree is yours. But once the tree dies, I own the land. That's the machlokas here, as we're going to see. Well, right, it's all an issue of kinyanim. The Tosa, that's the Rashbam says beferish. Where's the line? In the last line of Zehichzik. V'lav v'cheskes gimel shana mairi. We're not talking about cheskes gimel shana anymore. We're talking about kinyanim. If you look at Tosfos, we're going to get to the machlokas in a minute, to Amoraim, what the halach is. Look at Tosfos, Zehechzik, Pirish, still calls him Akuntris, even though it's the Rashbam. Pirish Akuntris, B'lava Chesed Gimel Shonim. We're not talking about Chesed Gimel Shonim anymore. We're talking about Kinyanim, right? Because you'll see from and that's how we're going to learn the Gemara. But skip to the third line, V'kashalari. Why should it be about Kinyanim? T'lohavi le l'mik ve'eyamas nisan, d'acha, d'ari b'chesed gimel shonim. You shouldn't have it here. Elala, come on. B'chabi chesko shol kinyan. Kinyan. Later on, the parak gets at the kinyanim. But here we're still talking about chesko dimol shanim. Not about how people acquire things. The ode, and also asks the re, the amai nakar chazaka tfei mishtar v'kesa v'chalipin. We're going to talk about what kinyan is done. Ze hechzik b'ilanos. Each of the buyers did a kinyan chazaka. A chazaka, what's a kinyan chazaka? They dug something in the ground. They picked off some fruit of the trees. Why did Dafkas talk about chazaka? Why not kinyan shtar? What about kinyan kesef? You could buy land with kesef shtar and chazaka. So why Dafka chazaka? Right? So it must be chazaka gimel shanim. That's why the re-argues and he has a whole different shot of what the Gemara means. We're going to go with the Rashbam's shot. But keep those two questions in mind. Number one, it doesn't fit into the context, the place where it was put, and why does the Gemara specifically talk about Chazaka? We're going to read the Gemara now, then we're going to come back to a Chiddush Nifla of Iksos, how to explain the Rashbam. Okay, so now let's first do the Gemara. Vayter. Zehefzik b'ilanos, zehefzik b'karka, Amar Rav Zvid, zekana ilanos, v'zekana karka. Rav Zvid says, the tree man has the trees, and the ground man has the ground. Meaning, if the tree dies, it's tough luck on the tree man. He has no rights in the land. And therefore, we say he does not have any say if anything happens. If Yabshu HaIlanos, the Rashbam says, he cannot plant others between them. Does it in Gemara later on, a Mishnah later on, that we're going to talk about on Daf Pei Aleph, right? The Rashbam quotes, doesn't that say if you buy a tree, don't you have certain rights in the land underneath? That's only if there's one buyer. If you buy a tree from somebody, then the assumption is that you have certain land under it, enough to plow under there, enough to hoe and to get the fruit down. But if two people bought, you sold the entire thing, one tree to this guy, the trees to this guy, and the land to this guy, that's different. When you have two buyers involved, you assume you have nothing left, and the tree person only bought the fruit that are there right now. That's it. Nothing underneath. So that's why there's going to be a difference between that Mishnah later on and this case. So Rav Zvid says, the tree man has the trees and no karka. Maska falaref papa. Rav Papa says, 1 minute. Im kain, is that true? Ein lo lebali lonos bakarka klum. You're telling me that the tree man, the bali lonos, has no rights in the land? So lemele bal karka, lebali lonos, let the bala karka say to the bali lonos, akor ilanech shkol vizil. The person who owns the land should say, rip up your tree and get out of here. Rip up your tree and get out of here. What are you doing here? When can you say that? When should he be allowed to say that? So the Tosfos has two days. Tosfos and Tosfos Yeraskal Lema says maybe what he means is that after it dries out, he should say, what? That's what you're telling me? After the tree dries out, he's not going to have any more rights? And if that's the Pshat of the Gemara, then in effect, the Rav Papa is saying, is that what he's allowed to do? And you know what Rizvid would answer back? What does Rizvid answer back? Yes! Yes, an Achinami! Right? So then what's the Kash of the Gemara really? How can you say that? He's just like, that's crazy. How can you say that? So the answer would be, no, it's not crazy. The other pshat of Tosfos, because Tosfos does not like that pshat, he says, how could you have a machlokes where the answer would be, you're right. What's so bad about that? So he says, no, if it's true, this is the pshat of the line of the Gemara, according to the other Deah. If it's true that he has no rights in the land, so why can't he say right now, get off my land. Take your fruit, rip up your tree, and get off my land now. And Rav Zvid would answer back, no. He has the rights to the tree right now, where the roots go in, but later on, when it dies, he can't replant another tree. So the two days in Tosfos, the first day, he does not lie, because he says in the second line of Tosfos, "Ein svara sheyitchok oso miyava akro kishyavish." Right? What is he going to push him to rip it up right away? And what's the conversation? They're talking at each other and not to each other. That's what we would say. Right? He's saying what? Right? You're right. Right? They're not really accepting each other's tightness. Okay, so that's the two days in the Gemara, and therefore Ella. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa argues and says, no. Zekana ilanos v'chatzi karka. V'zekana chatzi karka. No. Rav Papa says they each have part of the land. The Rashbam and most Rishonim say chatzi is lav dafka. Doesn't mean half. It means the amount that's needed under the tree. And therefore, if the tree dies, you'll be able to plant another tree. Because when you sell the tree, you sell the tree with the land under it that is needed.
So it'd be no different than one buyer.
So maybe it wouldn't be a difference between the one buyer. The question is how many trees are being sold here. That's not 100% clear. Two trees, three trees, we'll have to... Doesn't matter what order, doesn't say. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a chilek here. You might say that if you sell the trees first, maybe it's yes. Right, you might have said that. I didn't see anybody makes that chilek, what the order is. Okay, so says the... Back to what we said before. We have a machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Whether this whole Gemara is about regular kinyanim, buying things, like we explained to Orcheses Gemel Shanim. The Tosfos asked on the Rashbam. Number one, it's in the wrong spot if it's about Kinyanim. And number two, why did it talk Dafka about Kinyan Chazaka? Why not any other Kinyanim? Says the Ksos. Uliyashi Pirush Rashbam. This is in Simon Reish Tez Zion. Says the Ksos, there's a Mishnah Lamelech. That says as follows. Shamati Shachach Miador. Nistafku. Let's say I rent out a house to somebody for a month. The acher kach ratza laskiro l'machor la'acher. And that I want to rent it out to you after the month is finished. Are you able to do a kinyan chazaka now for later? Somebody else is in the house now. But, you know what, I'm going away. I want you to be able to live in the house right after this guy is finished. So, you're renter number two. Could you do a kinyan chazaka now? What's a kinyan chazaka? I don't know, putting a lock on the door, opening the door, closing the door, different shitas that we have about Kinyan Chazaka. Are you allowed to do that now? So says the Mishael HaMelech, V'achar ratz l'askir l'mocher l'acher, imahani l'sheini kinyi chazaka d'no agadar aparat, kivan d'habayis v'kol tashmisha shayach l'arishan harazman. And he quotes as a machlokes. And most Rachronim say, you can't. You can't. Why? Because what's the root of kinyan chazaka? Kinyan chazaka, as we mentioned many times, is horaz violas. It's a reflection of ownership. If what you do is not a reflection of ownership, then it's the whole kinyan chazaka is not going to work. Like we mentioned in the past, the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you're being machzik somebody else's property, you could just put your fruit down on the field. That's enough. But if you're machzik nitzei hager, something that's hefker, you have to dig in the ground. You have to do a maisa b'gufa karka. What's the difference? They're both kinyan chazaka. The answer is, if somebody's giving it to you, you have to do less. Because they're already removing themselves. If it's hefker, so how do you say that it's yours? They have to do a maisa b'gufa. So kinyan chazaka is all about haras bailus. Says the ksos, that's what's going on here. What's Rav Papa's claim? He says, what are you talking about? How could you say this works if the tree guy has no rights in the lands? Meaning what? If you say that the Baal Ilanos has, the tree owner has rights in the field, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the Baal HaKarka did a kinyan chazaka in the land, and the second the tree dies, it's his, the entire land. Says the Rav Papa, what are you talking about? For you to do a kinyan chazaka, nobody else could be machzik in this property. And therefore, if you're telling me that the Baal HaKarka did a chazaka on everything, it must be that the Baal HaPeiros has no rights in this land, or else the kinyan chazaka wouldn't have worked. It's like the socher number one being there, the socher number two can't do it yet. And says the ksos, that's why it's only an issue of kinyan chazaka. If it was shtar, if it was kasef, no problem. Meaning if I rent something out to you, so you could pay me now, and then you could go in after the month is over. Because kinyan kesef is not a better reflection of ownership. You pay me, you can go in afterwards. The only problem is when there's two chazakas can overlap, two kinyan chazakas. That's Rav Papa's problem here with the Rizvid. Rav Papa says, hey, if you're telling me he was machzik in the land, then it has to be that the other guy has nothing, no rights in the karka. Because if he had rights in the karka, then he wouldn't be. Then the Baal HaKarka wouldn't have been able to be machzik it to be able to work for after the tree dries out. You can look more in the ksos, but that's what all the achronim talk about, this ksos as what's the assumption, the whole base of this ksos is that kinyan chazaka is about haraz violence. It's a unique type of kinyan. It's not just an act of kinyan that takes place. I'll read you from the Pre-Moshe. The Pre-Moshe writes this. Ubir de muchach, de kinyan chazaka shiny mishar kinyanim, de kinyan chazaka tehu de maisa shimush talya beniker hamaisa leinei haroim. It's all about whether this is a reflection of ownership, that people would see you do this and they would say, wow, he must be an owner. But it's not totally on top of what you're doing. And even if, you know, you think that you're doing a kinyan chazaka, but if somebody else has a chazaka at that time, it's not going to work. He uses this to explain the shita of the rush. It's a big discussion about locking a door is a kinyan chazaka, the Gemara says. What about opening a door? Is that also a kinyan chazaka? That's the machlokas we've shown in there. So the Rosh says, opening a door, everybody opens the door. Right? I don't lock my friend's house. I open my friend's door. Hi, somebody home? And I'll open the door. Right? So that's not a kinyan chazaka. If I lock the door behind me, that's a kinyan chazaka. Says the Rosh in Meseches Gittin, in the eighth parak. Why? Because it's not nikar le'enei haroim. Kinyan chazaka has that element of needing to be nikar to those in front of you. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, before we say the Gemara. There is an Ar Sameach that we mentioned in the past, which I forgot, quotes our Gemara as the Raya to answer the question. We mentioned this Friday night, Parsha Shkolim and Shul. It was 1883 in Dvinsk, and there was a problem in Shul. What was the problem? There was somebody, Simchas Torah previously, that had bought all the Chazaks for the year. All the Chazaks for the year. Wonderful. And there was another man that bought on Simchas Torah all the penultimate aliyahs for the year. The aliyah before Achron for the entire year. Wonderful! Simchas Torah, everybody's happy. All of a sudden, a couple months later, they realize, the Gabbaim realize, that this Shabbos is going to be a problem. What's the Shabbos? It was Shabbos Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. All the same day. So think about what the aliyahs are. Shishi is Chazak. You finish the parsha in Shishi. Shvi'i is Rosh Chodesh, and Maftir is Shkalim. So this parsha, Chazak is Shishi. That's the Aliyah before Achron. Usually Chazak is Achron. So who gets this Aliyah? Who gets this Aliyah? The guy who bought Chazak, I get Chazak. The other guy says, no, I bought the Aliyahs before Achron. Hey, this year I got a Chazak with me. It's the Aliyah before Achron. So the Yor Sameach in Hilchas Tfila writes this. In Yud Gimel Chaf, Nishalti, he was asked. Doesn't know what to do. So he says, Ulachora, where do you look here? Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch. He says, Lachora, it's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because in Shulchan Aruch it has a case in Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph. Let's say my family is sitting, right? We have a whole row of chairs in Shul. Whole row of chairs, wonderful. And then a new guy comes into Shul and wants to add on a chair to the end by the aisle. He wants to put in a chair by the aisle. So says the Shulchan Aruch that the guy who's sitting one in from the aisle is allowed to protest. Because he's allowed to say, right now I'm only one from the aisle. You put a chair there, I'm going to be two from the aisle. I don't want to be so far away from the aisle. You know, it's like the middle seats in the airplane. Right? If you have to climb over one person, okay. But two people. Right? So that's what... So look over here too. He's one from the end. He doesn't want to be two from the end. He says, that's what I think. But then maybe I'm not so sure. He goes through why he doesn't think that's a raya. But then he says, you know what? I think it's Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Zayin. Why? What's the maskana of this Gemara? What does Rav Papa say? It must be the landowner, the tree owner, has some land. It has to be that way. Why? Because if he doesn't have any land, then what? He's going to have nothing? The tree dies, he has nothing? You can't say he has nothing. Says the Yor Sameach, if we give the guy who bought the Aliyah before Achron, if we give him the Chazak, then the Chazak guy has nothing. Can't be he has nothing. That wasn't the Yomdin on Simchas Torah. You know what we should do? We should give the guy who bought the Aliyah before Achron the Aliyah before Chazak. Because it's still the Aliyah before the last one in this Torah. So he'll get something, and the Chazak guy will get something. Shalom al Yisrael. And that's what he paskin halacha l'maisa, he says. V'chein yirli halacha, v'chein ishafti l'osholi l'maisa. It must have been like Shabbos morning. Because he said, I answered them quickly because I didn't have time. L'osholi l'maisa takef. Let's run into the shul. And this is all in his head, in shul, Shabbos morning. Right? And even if you want to say, Tzvi's question, even if you want to say that one of them bought it first, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if one person bought it first before the other one. It doesn't matter because it's as if they bought it by Bas Achas. Because they both bought it on Simchas Torah and they both were thinking about the future. So that's the Yor Sameach, right? You don't think, right? You think, read this Gemara, you're like, what did this Gemara have anything to do with Halacha L'maaseh? But you read this Gemara, Baruch Hashem, the Yor Sameach brings it alive. Zekana Chatzi Karkav, Zekana Chatzi Karkav. Okay, let's finish it up. Says the Gemara, Pshita, four lines from the bottom. Machar karka v'shieri lanost. Lefanav, let's say somebody sells property but keeps the trees to himself. He sells his land and keeps the trees to himself. Lefanav, yesh lo karka. We assume that he, in that case, he kept some land under the trees. If he sells land and he keeps the trees there, we assume he keeps the trees. V'yafilu l'Rabbi Akiva, d'arim mocher b'ayin yafim mocher, even according to Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokas later on, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say I sell you lands, but I have cisterns, I have water pits in the field that I keep to myself. When I sell you the field, do I assume that I kept a little place to walk to the cistern so I could use the cistern? Did I keep that to myself? Or do I say no, and I have to pay you for it? I have to buy it from you. So Rabbi Akiva says, a seller always sells ba'ayin yafeh, always more than you think, and therefore, the Rabbi Akiva holds that you're going to have to buy that walkway from him. And the other shita, the Rabbanan say no. So says the Gemara, when I sell you land, and I keep the trees, I kept some of my land, even according to Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Mocher Ba'ayin Yafeh Mocher, Hanimili Gabi Bor Vidus. That's only by cisterns and the like. To Lo Machshu Ba'ara. That the cisterns, their usage doesn't ruin the land around them. Avali Lanos. To Kamachshi Ba'ara. But trees that weaken the land around them because of the roots, Shiyure Shire. For sure, the owner kept land for himself. Why? The Eloshir, because if I sold you the land totally, even this land's right around my trees, then you're going to complain to me. Hey, your tree is ruining my land. The Eloshir, Lemalea, Kari, Lanavazil. You're going to complain to me that, hey, get rid of your tree. So therefore, it must be that I kept some land to myself. Because I know I'm not going to want you to complain to me. That's case one. Case two. Machar ilanus v'shir karkal lefanav, the opposite. Let's say I sold trees and I sold the trees to you and I kept the land to myself. Pluk to the Rebbe Kiva v'Rabbanan. That's the machlokas between the Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan. Lur Rebbe Akiva to Amar Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher. According to Rebbe Kiva who says that a person always sells in plenty. So then, like the case of the boar, so Islay. So in that case, the buyer also has some land that goes with his trees. The Rabbanan, lestly, the Rabbanan who say, mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, then he doesn't, and the buyer will have to buy any part of land that he would want. And now the Gemara explains, l'Rebbe Akiva islay, Rebbe Akiva would say in this case that the buyer has land, via filo l'Rav Zvid, even according to Rav Zvid, who we had earlier, to Amar Einlo, Rav Zvid who says, if you sell to two people, one the trees, one the land, the tree guy has no lands. Here he would admit, Hani Mili, when does Rav Zid say that the tree guy has no land? Gabi Shnei Lekuchos. That's by two buyers. Da Amale. Because the one can say to the other, Kihecha de Ladidi, Lesli be Ilanos, just like I'm the land guy. I have nothing with trees. Ladidachnami, Lesli Chabakarka. It was an exclusive sale. One got the trees, one got the land, so Rav Zvid only says that there. Aval Hacha, Mocher, Ma'in Yafa, Mocher. But here, there's only one buyer, he would agree, Ba'ayin Yafa, Mocher, and some land was sold with the trees. L'Rabbanan Lesley, and the other way. According to the Rabbanan, the buyer has nothing. V'yafi L'Rav Papa. Even according to Rav Papa, to Amar, who said on Amad Aleph, Yeshlo, that if somebody bought, one person buys trees, one person buys land, the tree guy has land. There they have why? Because the Baal HaTrees could say, just like he sold to you Bayin Yafe, meaning something that's going to last. But here to me also. You can't say he sold me something that the trees dry out, it's finished. But here, maybe Rav Papa would agree that the one who bought the trees has nothing. Period. Three more lines. Amri Nardoi. Achlan Ritzufin, Ein Lo Chazaka, back to Chesed Gimel Shanim. That's the Rashbam, right? That's what Tosa's problem here. What's this doing here? But the Rashbam says, back to Chesed Gimel Shanim. Nardoi says, Achlan Ritzufin, if I eat trees that are packed in, tighter than, like we said at the beginning of the daf, right? Packed in closer, not a regular way that that trees are planted, Ein Lo Chazaka, that does not create a Chesed Gimel Shanim. Because the real owner will look and say, these trees, they're eventually going to have to get uprooted. They're going to have to get uprooted. So I'm not even going to complain about it. So there's no chazaka there. Maskev l'Rav Papa, Maskev l'Rav Rava, Elameata hai mishra da aspasta b'maykani la. 1 minute. Aspasta is a type of growth that they use for animal fodder, and they're very packed in tightly to each other. So how could you ever create a kinyan chazaka there?
It's not a kasha on the Rashbam. I mean, this is normal use?
Exactly. So the Rashbam asked that question on himself, but he doesn't answer it. He says, I don't know what's going on talking about here. The Rashbam says, what's the problem? This is normal, this is not normal. So he says, I don't know, maybe they just come up with it. They had another kasha to ask. But he says, I don't understand what the problem is. So if you look in the Rimi Gash, we don't have time for it right now, but the Rimi Gash gives a shot what the kasha is. Ella, Amar Rava, but so Rava argues and says, no, machron ritzuf and ein lo karka. Not achlan, but machron. If I sold karka, if I sold trees that are so tsafuf, close to each other, so we assume that there was no karka sold along with it, because they're all smushed together. Amar Reb Zera Kitzanoi. Let's just finish up. Reb Zera says, this is really a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah says, in kilayim, karam shuna tu al pachos me'arba amos, we know, halacha of kilaya karam. You're not allowed to plant zra'im in or close to a vineyard. But there's a difference between a vine and a vineyard. There's more distance one has to leave from a vineyard than a vine. So what happens if I have a vineyard, Junatua, Pakos Me'arba Amos, a vineyard where the vines are so packed in close to each other? Reb Shimon Omer Eino Kerem. Shimon says, that's not called a vineyard. It's not planted in the normal way. And therefore, you only have to leave the distance from the outer vine. You don't have to leave the distance from a vineyard. V'chachamim Omer Mareza Kerem. Reb Chachamim say, no, it's okay. You can consider it a vineyard. V'roen Esvayim Sayim Kilu Einon. You could view the middle ones as if they're not there. And therefore, as if there's proper space in between. So therefore, says Reb Zera, the previous sheet that says when it's packed in, it's a problem, that's only according to Reb Shimon. Right? Because he does not think that anything could disappear. But according to the Chachamim, they might think that things could disappear, and things are considered that they're planted normally anyway. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Gemar Chesima Tova, and Beth Hashem will pick up on Tuesday.